But time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook. The radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, one thing that I really have never dived into, that really dives into a lot of nutritional support, is the world of supplements. You know, I always wanted to be that person that can walk into the health food store and know what everything is because there's so many things, and obviously they hold value. But it takes a lot. It takes a lot of education to understand what all of these homeopathic and herbal remedies are, and how they work. And more importantly, how to stay consistent with the right regimen, which if you are somebody that has tried many, many times to entail in their life or include in their life a regimen of supplements and hasn't been able to because you don't really feel the benefits of it, the issue there might be the lack of consistency. So I'm going to talk about that today during the show. I'm going to talk about my own personal journey on the supplements and how it's really changed my life and now the lives of so many of my clients and patients. So first, I kind of want to talk about what supplements are. You know, there's different types of supplements out there. And it is a multi-trillion dollar business. It's crazy. You know, if you've listened to my shows about protein bars and protein shakes, well, supplements in themselves are exponentially more out there as far as cost, as far as gimmicks, as far as not knowing what to take when. It's a huge business. So the very first thing I want to talk about is defining the supplements, explaining, you know, what supplements are, understanding what your body needs. And if you're somebody that wants to dive into supplements, you need to first define what are your symptoms. You know, what are you lacking? Are you lacking energy? Is your mood off? You know, are you feeling that this is a hormonal imbalance? Is it a metabolic imbalance? Is it a thyroid issue? You know, there's so many different things. Is your skin dry? Are you losing hair? I mean, define what your symptoms are. Okay. You know, just diving into the hottest new supplement that's out there, may or may not be the answer that you're looking for. So the very first thing I want to talk about is understanding what you need and getting this from a reputable source. So secondly, where do you get these supplements? You know, the world is full of these little bottles. You see them at Osco, you see them at Walgreens, you see them at health food stores. And they all kind of look the same, smell the same. You know, you get that smell when you walk in. Well, because it is a multi-trillion dollar business, I will tell you that there are pros and cons to really considering a regulatory system in where you're purchasing these. There's a lot of supplements on Amazon. I can't guarantee that if it's gone from the manufacturer to Amazon to you that it has not been tampered with. It's the same concept as you hear, you know, don't buy your beauty products off of Amazon. You don't know what you're really getting because the true deal is costly. So oftentimes you'll see that Amazon prices are completely parallel to a lot of the supplement dispensaries that are out there. And if you're not familiar with a supplement dispensary, basically what that is it's a stomping grounds for all of the manufacturers to put their supplies to. And this dispensary will dispense them to the consumer, and it's guaranteed that it has not crossed another hand. So, you know, when you're ordering a supplement and you're assuming it is what it is, you know that you are getting it from the dispensary. I'm going to talk about that again today. And then also the importance of being consistent and maintaining a good health. I've had many, many shows where I've said, don't biohack your health. what does biohacking mean? Biohacking means is that you spend hundreds of dollars on supplements, all of the things that are going to make you feel your best, have your skin look the best, your hair look the best, your energy production be at its height, your mood, all of that be intact, but then you're not going to exercise or mind a healthy diet. So I want to be very clear on this because now as a functional diagnostic practitioner, I run these labs and I see the offset differences in what people need, and people will purchase them, but then there's no follow through. So we need to create a solid foundation for a healthy weight management and overall wellness if you're taking any supplement at all. Okay, so with that all being said, I want to talk about the dispensary because that's kind of the first biggest thing. You know, where do you get this? I recently walked into a health food store. I'm from the Woodstock, Crystal Lake area. So I walked into a chain health food store, and I'm very pleased to say that finally I was that person that can look at every bottle and know what everything is. So hooray for me. But I was really shocked because everything in there had the company name on it. It did not have where it necessarily came from. So higher quality supplements are going to come from the actual manufacturer. They're going to come from companies that actually resource this out. So when you go to a line and everything has that same label and you don't really know what the amounts are inside, and then furthermore, when they have the buy two, get one free, that will oftentimes indicate a lower quality product. Okay, so that's the first thing. I will tell you, I've been writing scripts all week for nettles, stinging nettles. Stinging nettles is actually a plant, and it's got a lot of thorns on it. It'll actually abrupt your skin. But there's a lot of homeopathic amazing positives to it. One of them is it helps your body regulate the water retention. It helps your kidneys regulate the way that it takes in the potassium, the water. So it's a great one for somebody that is really off with their water weight. You know, you wake up one day and your rings don't fit and you don't know why. So stinging nettles is a supplement that is super inexpensive. I think a bottle of it is $10. Okay. You can get it for $10 on a dispensary. You can get it for, you know, $10 at a lot of these health food stores. So what I'm saying is where this nettle come from, you know, is it grown in Greece where the soil is, you know, at a certain point, or is it just grown in, you know, on American soil that's embedded with clay? So that's my biggest message right now in that, you know, watch what you're getting. A lot of people want the convenience of like, well, Amazon will get it to me tomorrow. Well, the dispensary takes 3 days. I realize it's 2023, but, you know, we have to understand that everything can't be overnight. Okay. And then finally, the support. Make sure that you are working with somebody that can guide you through. Because as I've been going through this with a lot of my clients, many people have been taking things that I'm telling them to take. And I've asked them, like, gosh, you know, what made you take this? And of course, it was, you know, someone told somebody that it was going to help relax them. And yes, that is what that supplement does. But, you know, understanding the full effects, the full side effects, the full after effects, and then also understanding that sometimes health food stores, Amazons don't have as wide of a selection. So moving on from here, I really want to kind of start this supplement talk with the gut. You may have heard before, all of your health starts with the gut. I wasn't aware of this because when I hear gut, the word gut, makes me think of just your stomach. You know, I'm a product of the 80s. You know, we used to say, you know, oh, I'm going to, you know, punch you in the gut. So, you know, you just think of that, like just your stomach. All right. Well, I want to clarify that your gut is a vast system of organs, and it includes your entire microbiome. And the biggest point of that is your digestive tract and how your intestines absorb nutrients or don't absorb nutrients. So what I'm saying is if you don't have good gut health, then you could be following a perfect diet. And I have seen it. I have followed people to a T who are following a perfect diet. But their body, their gut, their intestines are just not able to absorb the protein. The intestines are not able to absorb the fats. The intestines are not able to absorb the irons, the vitamin D, the calciums. So this is a hard thing to kind of understand. So I'm going to try to draw you a visual. And I have done some live Zooms on this. So if you're interested in checking those out, you can go to my website, which is www.fdngetyoufit.com. So basically, your intestinal tract is kind of on guard for allowing only certain things in and allowing certain things out. Well, if you don't have a healthy gut, basically what that means is your gut, instead of being like a strong, thick, bounty paper towels that are going to keep everything in, your gut's more like cheesecloth. Okay, so it's only kind of taking some of it in, some of it out. And this includes the protein. So you could be buying the highest quality grass-fed, you know, this and that, taking all of your supplements. But if it's cheesecloth like in your gut, then only what's getting through is getting to your bloodstream. Okay, so this is the most important piece, and it's actually a really easy one to fix. So I want to clarify that gut health does not mean necessarily your bathroom patterns. It doesn't mean like how regular you are, how irregular you are, you know, what your stool looks like, what your bowel movements are like. That has nothing to do with belching, burping, none of that. Okay, so what that means is how well your body is able to absorb and, you know, digest everything. Okay. So with that said, if you are irregular, if you don't have, you know, bowel movement patterns that are normal per se, this of course includes gut health, but it might be a deeper source. There might be enzymes, there might be parasites, there might be a plethora of things. There are over a billion bacteria, good and bad, in our gut. Okay, so as I was saying, the absorption is what we're looking at. So it's very easy to fix an unhealthy gut, and yes, there are labs that you can run that will show how unhealthy your gut is. What is the permeability of your gut? What the percentage of proteins are going to get absorbed? But we don't always need a lab for that. We can tell if you're somebody that's having a really hard time losing weight, or if you are eating everything right, but yet your energy still just isn't there. You know, that's like taking an orange, squeezing it out with your hands as tight as you can, drinking only the juice that's left, and then throwing the rest of the orange away. You're not getting all of the nutrients, okay? And they're being misabsorbed in your body. So one thing that you can do as a baseline is introduce a great regimen of probiotic and also prebiotic. And I wanted to start with this because just the probiotics alone, I think last year in the United States cranked in something upwards towards $25 million. People don't understand how to take them. Before I understood, I would always pick the one that was in the refrigerator because the expensive ones must be the best ones. and there is some truth to that. But a probiotic is introducing a type of bacteria to your gut. A prebiotic is introducing a different type of bacteria to your gut. You really do need both. And if you notice, a lot of the products now say pre and pro together, because they really, the chances of them working fully will not work. So let me explain how this works. There's several types of gut health, right? But I'm going to kind of put this into the aspect of a fairy tale so that you can understand this. So here's a brief story. Once upon a time, in a far land, there was a kingdom that was ruled by a wise and just queen. The queen was loved by all of her subjects, and the king was very prosperous and happy. But one day, a group of bad bacteria invaded the kingdom. They were led by these villainous germs named Mr. Bad Bacteria, who was then determined to take over that kingdom and make everyone sick. So the bad bacteria quickly multiplied and they spread through the kingdom. And this is what happens in our gut. This causes chaos in the kingdom. This made the king and the queen and all of her subjects very sick, causing them to feel tired, weak, and unhappy. So this is an example of what happens when we only have a certain bacteria in our gut. Okay, so the queen knew she had to do something to stop Mr. Bad Bacteria and his minions. So she called upon the Good Bacteria Kingdom to come help fight this fight. So the Good Bacteria, led by this heroic germ named Mrs. Good Bacteria, sprang into action. They fought bravely against the bad bacteria, using their special powers to neutralize them and protect the kingdom. So this is what happens when we introduce the pre. Okay, we need to introduce that good bacteria. And so with the help of the good bacteria, the queen was able to defeat Mr. Bad Bacteria and restore the balance in the kingdom. The queen and her subjects felt better, and the kingdom was once again happy and prosperous. So the moral of the story is having that balance is essential. So if you're just taking a prebiotic, get yourself hooked up with a probiotic, because really the two are going to be exactly what you need. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about the importance of supplements, where to get them, the reputable sources, and truly where to start. If you're somebody that doesn't feel like they need supplements, starting with gut health. Everyone can use that gut health. With that said, if you don't want to take a prebiotic, you can also make a consistent pattern of eating fermented foods. Fermented foods like kimchi, which is found in the produce section kind of over by the tofu. It's cabbage that's fermented. There's also kombucha, those prebiotic drinks. So if you don't want to take another pill per se, you can commit yourself to those prebiotics. Actually, I was just at Costco and they now have, they're called Poppy, P-O-P-P-Y, I think, or I. And what they are is they're expensive. And this is why I'm kind of letting you know that it's almost easier to just take a pill. But Poppy is basically like a LaCroix, but they've put the prebiotic in there. To buy one can of poppy at Jewel by itself, I think was $2.99. So they're costly. And if you have to commit to doing that every single day, it might be just easier to look for a prebiotic. All right, so I'm going to move on and I'm going to talk about the next supplement that I think is crucial. If you're somebody that is wanting to kind of dive down the supplement world, doesn't know where to start, gut health is always where to start. When I went through my training, the very first thing the director said was gut health, gut health. And I understand why now that I understand it from a biological level. So adrenal support. It fascinates me that now that I'm kind of shifted my practice, when I talk about adrenals to my patients and clients, many people have heard of adrenal, right? They know it's a gland. They know it's a body part. They don't know where it is. It's truly fascinating. I didn't either. So I'm going to start out with like a little lesson on what the adrenals are. Okay, so the adrenals are located right on top of your kidneys, right on the tip top. And if you Google it, you'll see that you have your kidneys, and right on top are these little adrenals. So what these do is they regulate our moods, our support, our kind of like how our body is handling the stressors of the outside world. Okay. The adrenals produce hormones. They kick out hormones. All glands do that. But the adrenals kick out something called cortisol. And so now if this is sounding familiar, cortisol is the hormone that our bodies make to protect us from the outside world. And if you've watched any commercial, especially on Sunday mornings, and you hear like adrenal adds, you know, weight to your waistline, it does. But cortisol add weight to your waistline. Adrenals regulate how your body controls this stress, because you can have a really stressful life. I mean, you could be, you know, running from a saber-toothed tiger all while, you know, your spouse is leaving you and you're about to file bankruptcy. Your body can handle that as long as you are resting and digesting. Our bodies are made to do that. So the adrenals, what they do is they kick out that adrenaline, they kick out that stress, cortisol. But then right away, the adrenal regulates and goes, whoa, this person is stressing, this person's in pain. I need this DHEA. DHEA is the other hormone that is produced by your adrenals. DHEA is the hormone that keeps us looking young. It's the hormone that helps us regulate our sex hormone production. So our estrogens, our testosterones all come from this DHEA. So if you're not resting and digesting, and what I mean by that is you're not sleeping, you're not taking breaks during the day, you are wired and tired all the time. I think that many of you might be hearing like chimes in your head, because that's our society. And then we don't sleep. DHEA is produced in the adrenal when we sleep. Even if you are sleeping and you're not getting that deep sleep that is so important, and many of us don't get there, it's because we're not truly resting and digesting. So what does an adrenal supplement do? What it does is it literally regulates how your adrenals fire these two things out. The support for your adrenals are typically called adaptogens. They're a class of herbs known to support this axis in your brain. And what I want to talk about with the axis is you have this hypothalamus in your brain. It's what regulates your decisions. Your pituitary gland is up there, regulates your sex hormone production. An adaptogen is actually going to support how those three things work together. So what's in an adaptogen? Well, ashwagandha, you've heard of that. Rhodiola, holy basil. These are herbs that have been known for years to kind of help support those cortisol levels. So if you're somebody that is anxious, always fatigued, taking an adaptogen will definitely help that. I do want to jump in and say that, you know, taking an adaptogen is not like taking a shot of tequila. It is not going to calm you that way. And I want to be clear about this, because we are a society that's driven with this quick fix. So an HPA support is basically going to get you to make more rational decisions because of the way that your brain is firing to your adrenals. So what I explained to somebody today over a call is, you know, when you had a really stressful day and during the day you're like, oh my gosh, you know, this is happening and then this is happening and then this is happening and it just keeps on building and it's the worst day ever. But then the next day you look back and go, oh my gosh, if that was just such a waste of my energy, I should have approached it this way. I should have done it this way. This was not that big of a deal. Well, an adaptogen helps you kind of rationalize that all before it happens, because your cortisol isn't spiking. So there's many adaptogens out there. If you Google adaptogen, you'll find them. But more importantly, you want to find one that does have those herbs that I talked about, the ashwagandha, the rhodiola, the holy basil. And then lastly, before I end the show, I do want to state that any supplements you take, the most important part of them is the consistency of them. Again, we are a society that is used to getting a prescription and following it to a T, and it works. And so the same thing goes with the supplements. I've had many clients, myself included, where I would try it for a week or two, not really feel the difference, and then abandon ship. You're not going to feel the difference until this gets into your system. And then most importantly, if you don't feel a difference, don't continue just taking them. Perhaps you either made the wrong choice or find somebody that can help you. Find a practitioner, ask your doctor, or look up a reputable support system online. A lot of these supplements actually help the neurotransmitters in your brain and interpret things better, the receptors. And one of my favorite supplements that I always like to pair up with the adaptogens is GABA. GABA stands for gamma aminobutyric acid. It's a neurotransmitter that plays a key role in regulating your mood, your sleep, your relaxation. It's super inexpensive. You could truly get it anywhere, but low levels of GABA have been associated with anxiety, depression, and sleep disorders. So by adding this supplement, it will help manage those things. Supplements that support GABA levels could be helpful for people that experience sleep and mood issues. GABA supplements supplements always work again slowly by titrating. And if you don't know what titrate is, it's a supplement sort of protocol for regulating the amount. So if you start with GABA and you start with the lowest dose, for example, whatever you see on the bottle, and you don't feel a change, then something like that can be titrated. Add another dose until you actually feel those soothing effects. You're sleeping better. It's going to help with the receptors in the brain, and it's going to promote feelings of relaxation and calmness. But like I said, it's not something you're going to necessarily notice right away. After the fact, you might look back and go, wow, I really didn't freak out that, you know, that milk is spilt all over the kitchen table on my new carpet, because it helps promote that relaxation. What's in GABA? Well, it's L-theanine, it's magnesium, it's valerian root, it's passion flower. It's a culmination of herbs. So you could go to the health food store. You could get each one of these things separately, or you can look up GABA support and see how that works for you as far as those symptoms, if you have them. It's an important note to know that GABA supplements are helpful for people. They can be appropriate for everyone, but it's always best to consult with a healthcare professional before starting any new regimen, especially if you're taking one with medication. They can help you determine what the best approach is for your own personal goals. There is a lot of information on the internet, but there's also a lot of misinformation. And lastly, if anybody would like to look up my website, www.fdngetyoufit.com, I have a supplement regimen that I can also provide for you that is online for free. And with that said, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.